Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. Today, television sports stars and TV ratings. Last night, the Golden State Warriors swept the Portland Trail Blazers right out of the NBA playoffs in four straight games and will appear in their fifth straight NBA finals very soon. As champions of three of the last four seasons, Golden State's championship team should be quite familiar to the American viewing public by now. However, television ratings for the NBA playoffs are down by about 10% from previous years. What gives? Could it be that LeBron James is missing from the NBA playoffs this season for the first time since 2005 after playing in eight straight NBA finals? Maybe so. I guess the LeBron factor was higher than the NBA expected. Could it really be that there are hundreds of thousands of basketball fans around America who will only tune in when America's longest reigning basketball star is playing on television? Apparently so. Last weekend, golf's second major of the season, the PGA Championship, played to one of the smallest television viewing audiences in the past 20 years. The venue was Bethpage State Park Black Course in New York City, which is as difficult of a layout as you could ask for. The winner of the event, Brooks Koepka, is the hottest golfer on the planet right now after winning for the fourth time out of the last eight majors. So why did the ratings tank by 36% from last year's PGA Championship? Could the problem have been that Tiger Woods missed the cut and wasn't participating in this weekend's final rounds? Could it really be that there are hundreds of thousands of golf fans who only tune in when America's longest reigning golf star is playing on television? Apparently so. Could you imagine what would happen to the NFL television ratings this fall if the New England Patriots and the New Orleans Saints failed to make the playoffs this year? If that were to happen, but it probably won't, there would be no Tom Brady, no Drew Brees on television during the playoffs. NFL's television ratings would probably take a pretty good hit. Are there that many casual sports fans who only know of or like LeBron James, Tiger Woods, Tom Brady, and Drew Brees and won't tune in to watch the sport without them? Apparently so. Let's do a little test on Swamp Swami today. I'll make you a Swamp Swami unofficial wager right here, right now.
Excellent.
Assuming that Zion Williamson is drafted as the number one overall pick in June's NBA draft, I'll wager you that you will see the New Orleans Pelicans, or whichever team that Zion ends up playing for this season, on ESPN and TNT more times in the upcoming season than you will see the Sacramento Kings, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the Detroit Pistons on national television.
Bye, bye, bye!
Now, all four of the teams, including New Orleans, failed to make the playoffs this season, and all four of them will be adding draft picks this June to help improve their squads. Why Zion, you ask? Because the media has made Zion into a household name this past season. Of course the young man has loads of talent, a high energy level, a winning smile, and a very memorable first name. But come to think of it, so does Draymond Green of the Golden State Warriors. Same for Montrezl Harrell of the Los Angeles Clippers. But sorry, Draymond and Montrez, though you played at well-known colleges too, Michigan State and Louisville respectively, and you had a very solid college career, you were both second-round picks in the NBA draft. Zion, though, went to Duke, had nearly every one of his basketball games shown on national television by ESPN this season, and has been touted for the entire last year as the coming of the next LeBron James. Maybe Zion will become a terrific basketball player. However, Draymond Green already has three championship rings with the Warriors, and Montrezl Harrell is in the running for the NBA's sixth man of the year this year, coming off the bench to average nearly 17 points a game and 7 rebounds per game for the Clippers. Not bad. You can't fault Zion Williamson for all the hype and media adulation. He is a talented basketball player, and he's going to make millions of dollars, even if he rarely hits the floor in an NBA game during his career. It's really hard to define the so-called it factor in sports, but other successful athletes also don't have to deal with the constant scrutiny of the media either. There's quite a trade-off. Welcome to the very exclusive select group called the Television Sports Star Club, Zion. We'll see you on TV this fall. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.
Like a boat out of the blue,
Fate steps in and sees you through.